5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to the New World Podcast, Lore Seekers to Aeternum, a show dedicated to Amazon Game Studios' MMO, bringing you both an original story of a traveler and his creation of a company in Aeternum. Join us on this journey of suspense, intrigue, and mystery, seeking lore, life, and the pursuit of all who threaten it. Welcome to Aeternum. Ulfmere releases his grip on the Warhammer, letting it rest in his lap for what he thinks is his final moments. His hands searching for the closest tool in a last effort to defend himself, his right hand finding his off weapon, a musket of the truest aim. Ulfmere was as deadly at range with his rifle as he was in close range with the Warhammer. Raising the musket's crosshairs, Solas's head in the background, Ulfmere finds purchase of the trigger with one final breath, his eyes contracting, Solas's eyes dilating. As Ulfmere closes his eyes, he catches a brief glimpse of a figure behind Solas, and in all of his life of being one's protector, Ulfmere chooses to veer off target, pulling the trigger, and collapsing in his final state. The bullet dislodges from the barrel and begins its final descent into the aether, fate carrying it on its journey. Solas's world slows down, and in an instant he is able to watch the bullet graze his left cheekbone, transverse past any vitals, and find the bullet's final resting place in the skull of one of the damned who was gaining ground on Solas's flank. In this moment, Solas recognizes Ulfmere's final decision is one of grace and mercy, saving his life in order to take one of the corrupteds. Instantly, Solas knew this was one of his brothers. The T-rune tattoo upon Ulfmere's arm signifying a long standing with Solas's people. With all the strength Solas has remaining, he reaches down for the Warhammer with one arm, and throws Ulfmere upon his shoulder with the other arm, and begins to make haste back to the beach. Upon entering the forest 3 days prior, Solas had charged the ranks to return to camp on the beach in the same number of moons to regroup, refit, and share whatever findings that were discovered among the ranks. To no surprise, Solas returned to a different state of camp. But what was a surprise was the numbers had grown. What was once 40 brothers, keepers, and shield maidens, won over by the actions of this man upon washing up on the shore, was now close to the hundreds, his testimony having become the testimony of each rank and file. Solas had become more than his own name and a battle cry among the people. Carrying the body of Ulfmere, Solas enters the security perimeter of his camp and lays the lifeless body on the ground, places the Warhammer upon his chest. He takes a knee next to the man's unbeating heart and begins a prayer known to his people.
Lo there, do I see my father? Lo there, do I see my mother? Lo there, do I see my brothers and my sisters? Lo there, do I see the line of my people back to the beginning? Though they do call to me, they bid me take my place among them in the halls of Valhalla, where the brave may live forever.
Suddenly, a weight on Solas's neck begins pulling his head down as he notices a necklace had manifested and was suspended. This was the same necklace he had seen on his wife at his own passing. In disbelief, Solas touches the face of the necklace, dispensing the blue mist from its container as it pours into the lifeless body of Ulfmer. A cough, a sudden tensing of every muscle in his body. Ulfmer finally made it back to a camp, though not his own. His final words coming to fruition in the arms of his new brother in Solas. And Solas smiles down at his family.
Welcome home.
Days turn into weeks, and the two begin discussing what could and should be done with 100 loyal soldiers. Regardless of the mission, the people must always come first. The leaders would be seen as well as heard. Those of the highest held positions would serve in the lowest, most humble manner. This would be a family. They would marry and bury each other for the months and the years to come, and a family they would be. They would prioritize seeking the history of this cursed place and assert themselves as assets to the surviving cause. Whatever this corruption was, whoever these ancients were, why all of this was happening on this island needed to be understood before command decisions could be made, and Solas and Ulfmer began forming the council of their company. Solas gives a charge to his highest renowned officers and sends them on expeditions in seeking of the truth. However, only one message returns, covered in blood, the courier having been replaced three times over through death. As Solas reads of their findings, he finishes by rubbing away dirt that had covered the name of the signatory, a name that had echoed throughout the ranks and had made its way to Solas and Ulfmer's awareness, a name that would change the trajectory of this company forever. The name, Cash Kilborn.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Lore Seekers to Aeternum, New World Podcast with your host, Lore Seeker Solas. In today's episode, we are sponsored by Audible. For a free audiobook, visit www.audibletrial.com/loreseekers for your free audiobook. I hope everybody enjoyed episode 8, which I entitled Welcome Home. That it was entirely appropriate given our introduction to Lore Seeker Champ's character, Ulfmer. In many ways, it's welcome home. It's him welcoming, or me welcoming him into this company that him and I both are creating the console for. But it's also the second episode since the game has launched, and through all of the server dynamics and confusion, the Lore Seekers company has decided on their new home, and we'll get into that later in this podcast. It's kind of the purpose of this podcast. So let's just go through what we're going to be talking about today. it's going to be our first kind of critical episode. Like a constructive criticism episode. We're gonna highlight a huge pain point for some of the gamers, maybe through a different lens, through my lens and how I view how this impacts the community, how it impacts company leadership and, again, community management. But I do think it's time to kind of change gears just a little bit and talk about an opportunity that exists currently within the game. So, again, we're going to go through a poll question that was asked by Twitch that was retweeted by New World. We'll go through some current content packages that you want to make sure that you claim and what you can expect for the rest of the year. We're going to go through some of the new Lore Seekers YouTube videos, some company announcements, and then our segment for the external article is actually straight from the horse's mouth. What New World has responded with in terms of server management and server caps. So at this time, we usually go into our company charges and responses, poll questions. And what I wanted to do instead is kind of go, I guess, larger, bigger. And on Twitter, Twitch had asked the question, which faction in New World did you choose? And out of 40,000, more than 40,000 responses, 45.8% chose Syndicate. Right behind that, 33.4% Marauders and 20.8% Covenant. Now, 40,000 responses in a game where there's over 700,000-800,000 players is a small sample size, but it's a sample size nonetheless, and a little bit of Team Syndicate pride there. For that question, at least, we had some turnout for Syndicate. So if you're a Team Syndicate, power to you. If you're not, hey, like we're still brothers and sisters. Like I haven't really been at that point in the game yet where I've developed this hate towards one of the other two factions, but I'm sure it'll come in time. No doubt, actually. But at this current moment, we are chill. So I thought that was really interesting. Again, small sample size, but cool nonetheless. Real quick from the community engagement side, straight from New World, as of today, we're recording this episode on October 12th. So as of today, Prime Gaming members can go and claim their second pirate pack, again, between October 12th through November 1st. And this includes a pirate sword skin, three company crests, and the cutthroat emote. So really cool. You just go on to gaming.amazon.com/loot/New World. And it's as easy as just clicking the claim now button. What I wanted to also kind of tease is the rest of the year. Actually, if you go to that website, again, gaming.amazon.com/loot/New World, you will see the rest of the year and what is intended to release on what day. Now, the next known pack is the Robin Hood pack on October 26th. So later this year, closer to Halloween, you'll be able to get a Robin Hood pack. That's kind of cool. With Robin Hood pack number 2 coming on November 9th. And then we have a bunch of questions, right? We have an apparel drop on basically Thanksgiving, November 23rd. We have a weapons drop on December 7th, and then we have a content bundle on December 21st. No intel, at least in my research. Again, I do research directly through New World's websites and forums. I don't go to any fan page. I don't watch anybody else's videos for this. According to actual New World verbiage or research, There's unknowns right now. We don't know what that content is, which is kind of exciting, but we at least have dates. So keep your ear close to the Twitter feed, I am sure, or to the forums, and they will more than likely announce what those are. But it's exciting to see that there is a cadence that they will be following. Looks like every 2 weeks, there's going to be something new for the rest of this year. And from a Lore Seekers community engagement update perspective, our YouTube channel has gotten a lot of activity this past week. We are currently at 44 videos, and again, this is a mixture of kind of funny shorts, expedition runs, our podcast shows that air once a week. It's all live there. But probably more exciting are the lore breakdowns. So again, shout out to Lore Seeker Cash, but the work that he's doing, the work that we're doing to break it down, those are some of our best, our most popular videos. But getting into the lore, we actually had to go and seek it. Lore Seekers to kind of gain a better understanding, and we put it all together in a collaboration and presented it on YouTube. So again, shout out to Lore Seeker Cash, but some really good content over there. Go take a look. But in this last week alone, we've had a New World Launch Week stream. We had the New World Amarine Excavation Expedition stream. That's a mouthful, but such a good time. We blind ran. Yeah, sounds right. We blind ran that excavation expedition together. And actually, just the other day, 2 days ago, we did the same with the star set, or the one that is in the Shattered Obelisk. So stay tuned for that episode to drop. We launched the Lore Seekers podcast episode 7. That's live on YouTube. And then again, the lore breakdowns. We have the Corrupted. And then we have Azoth, the Blue Elixir. So a really, really good week as far as content releases. Go check it out. It would do us a great deal of service if you go and like it. Subscribe to our channel for any alerts. And comment, right? Good, bad, and ugly. Go ahead and drop a comment down there so we know what you are enjoying, right? And what you would like to see different moving forward. We are, this is where the rest of this podcast comes in. We are at 93 Lore Seekers that are in our in-game company, with 7 planning to transfer over to our server. And that brings this whole conversation to a head. It is a bone of contention. There are lovers and haters of what is going on right now. And I think I would like to spend some time with the facts and maybe the sequence of events that have happened since launch. And then I can get into my opinions and recommendations towards the end. But more importantly, I kind of want to paint the picture for those who are curious about how we got to where we are today, or why we're here, or what Amazon's intent is. I'm going to try my best, again, going to the horse's mouth, nobody else's perspective, and try to give you what is what. So let's just go ahead and get into that. No segment introduction, straight into it. Okay. September 21st. This is a week before New World launched, right? September 21st, New World announced their servers in a tweet. They announced 5 regions: North America East, North America West, Central Europe, Australia, and South America. And the way these numbers break down, because I'm a numbers guy, and I have called out many times that I'm a numbers buff, and this is what I do. Here's how the numbers break down. So in North America East, there were 54 servers. North America West, 22 servers. Central Europe, 64 servers. Australia, 11 servers. South America, 26 servers. Quick math, that's 177 servers on the day of launch. And if we are to assume that the cap for every server was set at 2,000, then they planned for 354,000 gamers to play at any given time. That seems very low. And so I think this is probably where the first critique or the first observation might come in, right? There was a lot of traction during the closed beta and the open beta. Those numbers were pretty close to these, but that 354,000 at any given time does seem low. Well, how low, Lore Seeker Solas? Well, let me tell you, on day one in Steam, there were over 700,000 individuals trying to play the game. So that right there, you're already doubled, right? There were doubled the amount of people trying to play than there were available slots. Right? And then I read an article that said there were over 900,000 viewing on Twitch. So the attention, the passion to play this game was there. There's no question about that. No one's denying that the love for this game on the onset was there, right? But there were double the slots, and that's important. That is an important takeaway. Just as important was the same day, 4 hours later, Amazon was already releasing more servers. Now, did they increase the cap? Again, I am not going to go to some fan page, and I'm not going to take anything that they say as fact. But if you go to the forums and to what developers have said on official websites, no one has ever released what that cap is. Is it 2,000, 2,500? Have they increased it to 3,000? So for the rest of this conversation, I'm going to assume that we're still at 2,000 per cap. If you do the math, El Dorado, in a North America West server, had 21,000 individuals in a queue waiting to play. So let's just take easy math. Let's take 20,000 and let's just divide it by the four starting zones. That's 5,000 gamers on each beach. On every beach that you could start the game on, there would be 5,000 people hunting the same boar, trying to skin that boar and chopping down trees and everything else that you can imagine that was happening in New World. So the cap is there for a very good reason. There are algorithms. There are deliberate decisions based off of that 2,000. Any more than that, you're not going to feel like you are alone on an island, right? Any less than that, well, that doesn't help the problem, so why even talk about it, right? But any more than that cap, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, you're not going to get that experience of being alone and lost inside of a forest or trying to survive. You're going to have overpopulation. So whether you agree with that or disagree with that, you're not wrong. No one reacting to what I'm saying is wrong. You either love it or hate it, right? And for me personally, I love the cap, but we're going to get into why it sucks also. So stand by. As of today, this is the improvements that Amazon has made as of today. So 177 servers back on launch day, they're now at 485. Now that's me going to New World's website and actually taking the servers into an Excel spreadsheet and doing a count, right? So 485 servers, and again, we are assuming a cap at 2,000, which now means that 354,000 on launch at any given time is now 970,000 at any given time. So for all intents and purposes, math on a page, looking at numbers, the queue times should be pretty close to non-existent if we're just looking at these numbers. Now there will be, you know, zones or regions or servers that are at more capacity. They're closer to that cap where you might see a queue here and there. I think Loreseeker Cache earlier today saw a queue of one, but it's not as game breaking as it was in the first couple of days of this game's existence. So as far as queue times go, that's great. They've made significant improvements without sacrificing the gamer's experience. Awesome. I truly think that part of this conversation could be set aside. All right. What is this podcast known for? This podcast is known for community, right? And so when I look at our company, and I said earlier that these seven individuals that were planning on transferring over to us still can't. You cannot transfer into a server that is capped. So this comment from New World saying you can transfer to whatever server you want to and play with your friends once you receive this token transfer, and they admitted to being wrong. That is not the correct message. And they said as much on their forums. That is not the right message. There are stipulations because they are refusing, and again, I think rightfully so, they are refusing to budge on that player experience about raising that cap to an extremely high number. So what I wanted to do is go through, okay, awesome, Solas. Great. So what does this mean moving forward? And so my quote unquote external article, I'm actually going to pull up the forum itself, right? So the mega thread, server transfer questions mega thread. And we're going to read through this like we have external articles. Again, just to answer or maybe address any question that you might have listening to this podcast. So 4 days ago, this is October 8th, community manager Luxendra said the following. Greetings, adventurers. Please put any of your server transfer questions in this thread below. The team will do their best to answer your questions in this thread. The link to the server transfer update, it's there for you to click on. Thank you. In an effort to streamline this discussion, we'll surface all the questions we have answers to here and continue to work to get answers to open questions. We are going to do our best to answer questions as they come up. Please be patient with our community team as we are gathering answers as quickly as possible. And so Luxendra ends up addressing like 4 or 5 questions here. So, will we be able to transfer as many times as we want? Everyone will get 1 token per account. Each transfer requires a transfer token as per our post. Our team will continue monitoring world populations, queue times, and will evaluate the need for an additional wave of server transfer tokens to be given out for free. Can we transfer from region to region, say from the east to the west? Transfers are only available within your region. Each region is a separate database, and it is not possible to reassign as character to a different region. Now that's huge, because I can tell you right now from a Lore Seeker's perspective, we had other players decide to buy their time while they were waiting and join the East. They created characters in US East. They will not be able to transfer over to our region. Question. So the transfer to any server statement issues earlier were not true. Unfortunately, the original information provided was incorrect. That is them admitting that they misspoke. Question. Are the full server status permanent, preventing new characters from being created on them? They are not permanent. We review the number of daily active players every day to determine full status of servers. We will do a review prior to character transfers being made available. Question. How will companies of 100 people manage to get their entire group into their server? Here we go. Answer. We encourage folks to organize server changes with their playgroups. We understand that that may not be able to solve all these issues with one character transfer, and we'll continue to work with the community to ensure the majority of players are satisfied. And that right there is what I'm having the hardest time with. Real talk, as much as I love this game, if you're listening to my voice right now, you know how passionate I am about this game. But if we're going to have transparency, that question and that answer is what I have a very, very hard time with. Community is everything for me. It's everything for who we play with. Right? So the 164 number that I spat out earlier, it's important to them as well. Right? And we have these people that want to play with us and we want to play with them. And we have, again, this beautiful built construction of a community that's just waiting to play together. And yes, it's a small number. We're waiting on 7 to transfer over, but we're not really confident that that's going to be anytime soon. So as a community manager, what are we kind of left with? Well, do we put them in the bullpen, right? Do we put them in the dugout, right? And then put in 7 more that are already in our server that are waiting? I mean, that also doesn't necessarily seem fair either. So it's this conundrum, right? It's how do you do what is fair? At the same time, how do you optimize your company to start getting into some of these wars and territory control? So it's, again, where I agree with the structure and the fundamentals of what Amazon is trying to do, or what New World is trying to do. This one's a difficult one for me to swallow. I won't even say us. I'll speak for myself. It's the one thing that I'm having a hard time swallowing. let's just finish this out real quick. The last question. This means that the character I left behind on a high population server to join with new friends on a low population server cannot be transferred to my current server, since I would then have two in this world set, unless I delete my current character here. Their answer, this statement is correct. You cannot have two characters in the same world, let alone in this, well, in the same world set, let alone in the same world. So I will closely be monitoring this mega thread. I'm not going to bore you by going through literally every question, but for the past 4 days, again, I'm a numbers junkie. The past 4 days, there's been 1,532 questions. So when we question if the community team at Amazon is busy, yeah, they're busy. And rightfully so. This is the perfect dichotomy. It's the perfect dichotomy. How do you keep the gaming experience what it is, the survival MMO, at the same time trying to appease communities, right? They're almost in conflict, right? They're almost inversely related. And that's hard. You've heard in the last 7 episodes of this podcast us talk about articles about community and what gaming does for community. So how do you marry the both? Well, let me just wrap this up on a positive note. I have full faith. I have full confidence that the trajectory in the next couple of weeks or months, I do believe that New World will come around. I do think that they're going to make good decisions moving forward for the betterment of the majority. Right? And I think that's fair. From a business decision perspective, what is the best path forward for the majority? And again, I wanted to minimize the amount of personal feelings and other individuals' thoughts and emotions in this. I wanted to just display kind of the facts, what the development team and the community team has specifically said on this topic. Feel free, on your own accord, you can go and do your deep dives on some of those fan pages. What I want to caution you, in my own like research, a lot of it's not true. A lot of it is misquotes. That's why I go straight to the source. I don't trust translation. And heck, you don't necessarily need to trust what you're hearing me say. Go check it out yourself. Forums.newworld.com and get your own answers straight from the source. Highly, highly recommend that. Okay. So as we look at next week's episode, we have an amazing surprise for you. So please stay tuned for next week's episode 9. I am super excited to be presenting something different to you. That's on the horizon. If you have any questions, comments, concerns for either myself, Lore Seekers, Cash, Jibs, Champ, you can do so at the email address, loreseekerscast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @loreseekerscast. You can find us on Instagram at @loreseekerscast. And on YouTube, any search of Lore Seekers Cast or New World Lore, we're going to be the first one that pops up. It's very exciting. And if you would like to join our Discord community and eventual in-game company, you can do so at our website at loreseekerscast.com. Highlight over the company tab on the very top, click apply, and then you'll wait. for a sign, symbol, or a mark. I hope this finds everybody well. Go, live life, and remember, mission first, people always. Skull family.